Melania Trump goes high, I won't use this precious time attacking the other side. By Hannah Blow on August 25, 2020. First Lady Melania Trump closed out Tuesday's Republican National Convention primetime lineup by going high, refusing to use what she described as her precious time to unleash attacks against bitter Democrats who have constantly battered her husband's administration, as well as their family, because as we saw last week, that kind of talk only serves to divide the country further. The First Lady covered a range of topics throughout her speech, from the coronavirus pandemic to the racial unrest in the country. But, unlike Democrats last week, she refused to use her precious time to match Democrats in their bitter, personal, and partisan attacks, which she noted were on full display last week. As you have heard this evening, I don't want to use this precious time attacking the other side. Because as we saw last week, that kind of talk only serves to divide the country further, she said. I'm here because we need my husband to be our president and commander-in-chief for 4 more years. He's what is best for our country, she continued. Americans, she said, deserve total honesty from their president, something her husband has offered, whether wanted or not. Whether you like it or not, you always know what he is thinking, she said with a grin, reinforcing his devotion to helping families succeed and leading the country to prosperity. Trump also addressed the constant attacks from the media and opposition, but instead of offering a lengthy criticism, she simply promised that her husband will continue to fight for the American people, regardless of the establishment's tactics and agenda. No matter the amount of negative or false media headlines or attacks from the other side, Donald Trump has not and will not lose focus on you, she promised. He loves this country, and he knows how to get things done. In my husband, you have a president who will not stop fighting for you and your families, she continued. I see how hard he works each day and night, and despite the unprecedented attacks from the media and opposition, he will not give up, she said, adding that the negativity and opposition adds fuel to the president's fire. In fact, if you tell him it cannot be done, he just works harder, she said.